Without a farm bill in place, previous provisions are set to expire on September 30th and will force measures from the 1930s and 40s to take effect. A group of farm lobby groups organized a demonstration last week calling for Congress to pass a bill to avoid uncertainty in key programs such as crop insurance and disaster relief. But House leadership has been reluctant to call the bill for a vote amid a deep political divide over cuts to the food stamp program, which accounts for 20% of the bill. Indiana 3rd District Congressman Marlon Stutzman says he's concerned that the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program has grown exponentially and needs to be reined in. He says House leadership has indicated that its fate depends heavily on the outcome of the election.
You know, the drought conditions have also created some uncertainty in the ag community. So I don't think at the end of the day it's the worst thing in the world that we wait until even harvest is over, get through the election, and then we'll have a little bit clearer picture for the future.
Third District candidate Kevin Boyd is against proposed cuts to the food stamp program, saying such a move would take food out of the mouths of children and people in need. He says the failure to pass a farm bill is an example of political deadlock he hopes to help break if elected. Separately, after 1 a.m. on Saturday, the Senate passed a six-month spending resolution to keep the government running. Efforts to pass an appropriations bill had stalled last week, but the Senate voted 62 to 30 in favor of the resolution. For WBOI News, I'm Chad Bouchard in Washington. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Chad Bouchard in Washington.